There are four keys to awakening. These are: 1. Teach yourself how to recognize yourself, your soul, and orient yourself directly to it. 2. Release yourself from your undigested past, that which has the magnetic potential to pull you over and over again into hell. 3. Climb the ladder of consciousness so that hell no longer has access to you. As you climb this ladder, you become immune. You experience with increasing frequency the incredible lightness of being. This is unity beyond suffering. It is an entirely new paradigm of reality, of existence. This is your freedom. It is yours to create and to co-create with. And 4, take off your brakes. We will explore each of these four keys in full detail, offering multiple tools for you to choose from. As you apply these, as I have for years in my own life, which is how I can sit before you and speak these truths and share these examples and be a model. As you apply these, as you experiment with them in a tone of curiosity, in your own personal practice, in your own daily life, you will experience your own transformation into the light. You will begin to enter the gateway of your own heart. And as you do, you may leave these tools behind, for they will have served their purpose of delivering you into your heart and thus into the light. Just prior to setting out into this tangible, pragmatic territory, let us speak first about cleansing. As we have already heard in previous pages, that being clear inside, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, that this is vital for us to be able to receive God's light. In fact, the degree to which we are cluttered within us is the degree to which we feel dis-ease in the presence of its potency. This dis-ease, sadly, is what has led us to doubt and to misinterpret God. And so do you see why it is so vitally prudent to clean out your house? To create your system as a container for pure vibrancy? What I'm about to share with you was developed by my dear colleague Mariah Sky. Grounded in her Cree heritage, Mariah dreams recipes. She actually dreamt me. This is how we met. It is essential that you clear out your house now. This is the first and the foremost way in which you show yourself respect. As pure, more intense energies enter our Earth's atmosphere from subtler dimensions, it is imperative that we cleanse ourselves. Without this cleansing, these pure and potent energies, they encounter dissonance inside our systems. This dissonance effectively magnifies these highly potent energies. The result is this: we feel ill. It is not the energies that are ill, it is we who are ill. It is our uncleansed clutter within ourselves that distorts the potency of this brilliant light, that distorts the potency of this love which is pure light. Think of a powerful flashlight shining its beam into a murky pond. This murkiness is accentuated by the presence of the light. It is disarmed. This is true too with your physical, emotional, and mental systems. Pure light, it magnifies what you need to clear. Pure light, it magnifies what you need to clear. When people understand this, when they truly comprehend, they are in a position to proactively engage with the trigger, with the light. For what they experience as they begin to recognize the unfortunate presence of murkiness inside of them is that they take action, appropriate action, and they clear it out. When people don't yet quite understand this, they tend to panic. They tend to fear. And from this inner turmoil, they catalyze chaos. They do everything in their apparent power to numb it out. They do everything in their apparent power to deter their awareness from noticing that which needs to be attended to. They turn a blind eye. They avoid, they deny. Basically speaking, inner murkiness is everything that is in conflict, and any conflict with something else. It is very experience, it is every experience that has not fully been processed, fully digested, and thus it is free-floating as a ticking time bomb, as a missile-like agent in your inner realms. The contrast to this, it is inner harmony, cooperation, and ultimate integration. We call this peace. This is achievable by you and by me. Yes, this is demonstrated by me and by me. Yes, this is demonstrated most directly by me. I cannot overemphasize the importance that you now be clear. Without this, simply you get sick. For light does shine into your house to bring your awareness to the front, the front and foremost of your attention from now on in. Here is a basic pre-cleanse protocol, a simple detoxifying program that Mariah and I, we have developed. We have tested it extensively with multiple people to assist them in clearing out their houses, their sacred temples, what you now perceive as your body, prior to participating in life-transforming retreats. We have discovered it to be incredibly effective. This pre-cleanse detox protocol, it will assist you to attune to intuition and to subtle energies, enabling you to now become much more keenly present. In addition, you will feel good, and your energy level, it will be high. High energy, it is vital for the rich changes we are beginning to experience now globally. With this cleaner inner system, you will begin to now be able to gain sufficient sacred insights and deep inner strengths. For when your physical, emotional, and your mental bodies, they are cleansed and optimally renewed, your spirit, it begins to speak with you again. Your spirit, it begins to speak with you again.